The key words to me, the key words in this reading from John's Gospel on this festival of All Saints are these. When Jesus saw her, Mary, weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit. And a bit further on, but some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. The key words for me are these words that tell us, as Jesus arrived on the scene to find Mary and Martha and all who gathered with them caught up in the throes of grief at the death of their brother Lazarus, as Jesus arrived to find this dramatic scene of grief, mourning, wailing, this chaos of despair over the power of death, the key words are these, which tell us, literally, Jesus has had enough. Jesus was greatly disturbed. He had had it with the power that we let death have over us. Now, you may not be able to see this for yourself. It's not as clear in the English as it is in the Greek. The Greek is kind of hard to translate. The Greek word that's translated into those two English words, greatly disturbed, literally refers to the sound a horse makes. It means snorting in anger, like... So to me, this is what the text says. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had not been here, my brother would have died. And when Jesus saw the scene, Mary, Martha, weeping, the professional mourners, the Jewish mourners who came with him wailing at the tomb, he snorted in anger. He was frustrated in spirit. He was so agitated. Where have you laid him? And they said, come and see. Can you believe they said, come and see? Do you remember? These words are key words in the Gospel of John. They're words that Jesus uses himself to invite people to himself to see life, new life. Come and see. These are not words that should point to death. At this point, Jesus is so exasperated, he begins to weep, to cry. The people say, look how much he loved Lazarus. Why couldn't he save Lazarus like he healed that blind man? And wow, Jesus could hardly stand it. He rushed to the tomb where he found the stone covering the entrance. He said, move that stone right now. In the Gospel of John, the entire ministry of Jesus is about him leading people to see, to understand, to believe, to trust that he, that God is about life. Life, not death. Life, not fear. Life, not hate, not exclusion, not division, not violence, not any of the things that we cling to out of fear. Not judgment, not power over others, not condemnation of our neighbor, not destruction. Life in God. That is what Jesus is sent to proclaim. This is the good news. But today's text shows us how hard it can be for us to let go of the ways of the world, to let go of the ways of fear, the ways of human striving and fighting and taking and destroying everything we can to try to control the world, to avoid the end. It's so hard for us to trust the ways of Jesus that at least in today's gospel reading, it seems like it nearly makes Jesus lose it. Think about it. 3 years of preaching and teaching to this very group of people. 3 years. And they still, his closest friends, they still struggle to trust that for him, the one sent by God, death, which seemingly has Lazarus in its grip, they still cannot trust that for Jesus, the one sent by God, death has no power. Friends in Christ, as hard as it is to believe, as hard as it is to trust, as hard it is to live as if this is the truth, that this is the good news. It is the good news. This is what makes faith possible. This is the good news which makes the festival of All Saints into a festival. The good news which empowers us, as Paul says, not to grieve as people who have no hope, but instead to grieve as those who have certain hope in the resurrection power of God. Friends in Christ, as people of faith, as people who are on this journey of striving to follow Jesus, as people who have been washed with the Holy Spirit of grace and justice and love, we are called to follow. This is our calling, to proclaim love from God, new life in God, in all that we do. We're called to proclaim the gift that we have been given, love from God and new life in God in everything we do. And wow, is this a message that we need to hear right now, this day, in this world. Today, as we remember so many friends, members of our faith family and our other loved ones who've died in the past year. And as we continue to hear stories detailing death and destruction from a hurricane that hit a part of the country that no hurricane in memory had hit because it was amped up, supercharged by exceptionally warm Gulf of Mexico waters. And as we head into the final days of the most contentious and divisive election cycle ever, as far as I can tell, as we see communities, friends, even family members unable to speak to one another over political divisions, as we see a whole nation, a world, continually torn by anger and rancor and bitterness, people are filled with fear of what will happen, fear of more conflict, fear of violence, fear, to be honest, of losing even more relationships over politics. In the midst of everything that's happening right now, a world filled with chaos, disease, devastation, our calling, as those who have heard the good news, as those who love Jesus, is to proclaim love from God, new life in God, a way forward through love and reconciliation, mercy and peace. To proclaim love, not hate, life, not death, Love and life, not exclusion, not rejection, not conflict, not division, not violence, not war. Our calling, our hope is the proclamation of God's new life revealed in Jesus, poured out in the Holy Spirit. Today, as we reflect upon all the saints, those who have gone before us, those sitting in this room, all people who are declared God's saints, God's beloved, God's holy ones set apart. Today, as we reflect upon all the saints that God has proclaimed, let us again, as those who are among that number, let us again be renewed in our faith, in the strength in which we trust the good news. For Jesus, death has no power, none at all. Everything that we fear is ultimately powerless to stop God. Powerless to stop grace and hope and mercy. Powerless to stop love. Powerless to stop new life in Jesus Christ. Amen.